Now, even though the natural shepherds and the spiritual shepherds have such great roles, that does not mean that they are perfect, right? I have never met a perfect family, nor have I ever met a perfect priest or bishop yet. Just as there was corruption in the clergy in Jeremiah's day, and just as there was corruption in the clergy in Christ's day, so too there continues to be corruption in the clergy in our day. Why? Because human beings are involved. Likewise, just as there were imperfect fathers and mothers and children in Jeremiah's day, so too there are imperfect families in our own day. Right? Many families are split between two households these days. So corruption and imperfection are nothing new. Nonetheless, whenever a priest or a parent or a family member or even a close friend perhaps hurts us or surprises us, we can be tempted to lose our faith or our inner peace. That is not what our Lord desires for us. We are not to give up on family life or on our spiritual shepherds when we're let down, just as we do not give up on the institution of marriage simply because there are bad marriages. We do not give up on the church because of bad leaders. Instead, in times of angst, we must run to the good shepherd who can never let us down. After all, he is our peace. As St. Paul says, Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And having been strengthened by him, he wants us to bring his peace to others. We are to be agents of his peace. You know, in our humanity, if we're hurt by a family member, particularly a parent, as a way of protecting ourselves from more hurt, we want to push them away from us. Likewise, if a priest or bishop hurts us through his words, we want to distance ourselves from the church. Yet, Christ desires neither of these things. He wants us to find his voice that can still be heard even in the most imperfect of family situations. Likewise, he wants us to find his voice found in his holy church, even when she's comprised of very unholy members. Though this takes a variety of forms depending on the situation, Christ ultimately wants us to always seek after peace and forgiveness. You could say that he wants us to share in his shepherding role of uniting his flock instead of separating it. Sometimes, through no fault of our own, a family member does not want to reciprocate that peace. But you know what? At the end of the day, we can rest in ease, knowing that we did our best. With great power comes great responsibility. That saying applies to all of us as well. Families and clergymen have great responsibilities in leading their flock to heaven. It's a responsibility that should not be taken lightly. Yet, when there is imperfection in our families and our churches, that does not mean we should lose faith. Instead, we should always first strive for unity and peace and reconciliation. And so, on the 16th Sunday of Ordinary Time, we must ask ourselves, are we spiritually doing our part to shepherd our domestic church at home? Or are we letting them shepherd themselves?